Recording in progress.
It's always good to get a warning when the lady is going to talk. That's whenever a lady speaks,
when a lady's
going
to speak to me, you better let me know. Give me a little TW.
I can't just go into that dry. Come on. Jesus Christ. All right. Open the episode with that. And welcome to You Can't Do That, a podcast about hockey. I'm Eva, and the hockey player I'm taking as my wedding date to a wedding where I don't really know the people getting married is Mitch Marner. We're not going to have an elegant time, but we are going to have a fun time.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm Kelly, and I'm obviously taking PK Subban, clearly. Number one, wonderful. He will look fire. I will look fire. We will be fire together. Number two, he can do all the talking. Number three, because he's used to living with a cat. If he was Carey Price's best friend for this many years, he knows how to deal with a cat who doesn't want to talk to anybody. And so he can be super charming and also say, Aunt Kelly, blah, blah, blah. So people think I'm there, but I'm not actually there. Like psychologically, I'm not there. I'm gone. I'm in the woods. That's what it's like.
Perfect.
Oh, that's so good. I am Rave, and the hockey I'm taking as a date to a wedding where I don't know anyone is Alex Ovechkin, because suddenly I do know everyone, and everything is free. So it's gonna be dope. He's gonna look a fool. I'm gonna look incredible. It's gonna be wonderful.
Suddenly you have 100 new friends, and they're all there. Great. This sounds like a fun wedding.
Yeah.
Not at all. But you're having a great time. Oh, I love that.
I am somehow involved.
Somehow. Just going to ride that coattail of social butterfly.
The coattails he is not wearing because he is not wearing any clothes. They were gone an hour ago.
Beautiful. Well, after the wedding today, we're going to be getting some sick tats, Furta. We're going to be extending our life insurance policies. We're going to learn how to stop worrying and love the hockey again. And we're going to be breaking the news, like smash, break, smash. That's going to be fun. We're going to break it. All right. Well, that's what we're going to do this week. And to get started, we're going to do a little warm-up game that I very cleverly called Knuckle If You Buckle. Producer Danielle informed us of a tweet about what if hockey gloves had knuckle tattoos on them. I've started thinking about that a lot. So what I'd have here is I have a knuckle tattoo generator, and I want you to tell me whose gloves they belong on as I generate them.
Nice.
So, all right, we're going to generate some tattoos from knuckletattoos.co.uk. So it's got a little international flavor also because we're very cultured.
Hip, hip.
Generate random tat. Whose is just West Side?
That's Austin Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, he might actually do it.
Yeah, you're not from the West at all.
No.
I'm from Arizona.
He's not from West of anything.
That's in the West.
It's close to the West.
What about Arizona?
That's close.
You can't fit American Southwest on knuckles.
Arizona with two Z's.
Extra Z is for Zaddy. Woof.
Woof, mama.
Our next one is just punk rock.
Aw.
That's someone old.
But it's also somehow Nick Dowd. Punk rock.
Yeah. Aww. Just generic punk rock.
It's Brett Connolly.
Always.
Oh, he's loving it in theory.
If you make a little timeline that's like old on one end and Nick Dowd on the other, right in the middle is Brett Connolly.
That's really true. That's they are on the same spectrum.
Absolutely.
That's true. Okay, the next randomly generated tattoo. Who's got these on their gloves? Alphabet. A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T. Alphabet.
I mean, maybe Mitch, just to remember how to spell it in case he ever needs to.
That's a great option. That's a great option. And it doesn't really, I like that because it doesn't help at all. It doesn't remind you what the alphabet is, just that it exists.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, beautiful.
He'll never put an F in there ever again.
Nope.
Oh my God, that's a big word, eh?
I'm not saying it.
Also, there's a lot of layers to that that he's blissfully unaware of, which feels right.
It does split up at a generous point by just having elf on one finger, or on one hand. So it's not one hand that says alpha and the other one that says bet. Which wouldn't mean anything.
Wait, but who has alpha on all five and bet on the other one?
No one in the NHL.
No hockey players.
They're all a bunch of losers. Whose knuckles on their gloves say last time?
Who keeps fake retiring? You know what?
Marc-Andre.
Every time it's his last time. Wait, never mind. He's back.
That's right. I love it. Who's just work hard?
Oh, work hard. Sidney Crosby.
There it is.
And he's just sitting there getting his knuckles tattooed and he's like, ow, 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 ow. But it's all going to be worth it. Because everyone will know he's serious.
It's a good message, guys.
It's a good message, and he needs everyone to know he's serious about working hard.
I love that. Oh, okay. Let's do, who just has look down?
Koozie.
Yeah.
Koozie.
And then it's, yeah, that's what it is.
Beautiful. And then I'll end on this one because it could be a lot of people's in the NHLs. Who just has bonehead?
A Kachuk.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. A Kachuk. Mm-hmm. Either would work.
No, like it's tough, like a skull. No, it says bonehead.
No, one of them has bonehead and the other one has headbone.
Oh no, they fucked up and one of them got head and the other one has bone. And that's a very different message, folks.
Brady is head.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Maddie is bone.
Correct.
Bone. Adventures of head and bone. Jesus Christ. We can't start talking about head and bone because we have to talk about this week in the Capitals first.
Yeah, we gotta shelve head and bone.
Yeah. Pencil that in for about 40 minutes from now.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of bone.
We have to talk about Ovi.
Let's talk
Speaking
about
Speaking of bone.
Speaking of bone.
Where do we even start with him? Where do we even there's something I don't even know if you've seen, Eva. I don't even know if you've seen this last thing that I just thought about that I showed you from Nastya's Instagram.
Oh no.
I've seen some things, but I don't know if I've seen all the things.
Did you see the Russian commercial?
Yes. Yes, I did. That was very challenging.
With him being shirtless?
Yeah.
And singing.
Let's talk about his hockey first, and then we can talk about his television ad campaigns.
This is a hockey.
His on-camera choices.
There's a lot.
This is a hockey podcast, they say.
Allegedly. So we had our first games of the official season, not the pretender season. and, you know, Ovi is such a wash. He just gets worse every year. We say this every time a new season starts. Why don't we fucking trade that guy? He's never going to get any more goals like he did in past years. And I'm getting word that that's bullshit. And he has scored three, almost four times. One didn't quite cross
technically,
the line.
Whatever.
Which I guess it's supposed to.
Yuck.
Squares
in two games. So like, is he resting on his laurels mark?
No, he's
amazing.
He's done.
Very washed. I love the idea that someone just like pulled up that John Scott
that's 100% what they did
and just like showed it to him.
They said, hey Ovi, John Scott said the following items, and he was like, but I was so nice to him at the All-Star game that one time. And then he said, and then I took that personally.
And then you knew he was going to do some shit that day that we played. Who did we open against?
The Rangers.
The Rangers.
We were there, too.
We sure were
there.
Yeah. And you just knew he was going to pull some shit because if you remember, he went off injured in the game against Philly in the preseason. So game time decision day to day, and at their fucking little like beginning of the day media conference, he's like, what happened? He's like, oh, my big toe got hurt, but we'll see if I play tonight.
It was his pinky toe.
It was even cuter.
It was his pinky toe.
we all should have known he was going to come out and do some absolute whack shit that would make us all hoot and holler like a bunch of gibbons.
Every time.
Mr. Policeman, I gave you all the clues.
So there's a lot to talk about in terms of, like, how fucking unstoppable he continues to be and, like, how lucky we are, blah, 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 blah. I also want to point out that before the game, there were three wags and children down by the ice. And the wags, they were right next to us. And I didn't take any pictures and I didn't tweet about it because I was like, I'm not going to be a weirdo. But this is my podcast for weirdos.
You didn't even text me about it, though, Rude.
No, I didn't do anything because I didn't want to be weird.
Oh, it's not weird when it's with me.
There was a lot going on. There's a lot of stuff. Just
ball busting for fun. Carry on.
I can't believe I didn't. I thought I did. But
I thought you did, too. It's so confusing.
I know.
Anyway.
I'm very confused by this. The three wags and children that were there were little Vince and Haley Backstrom and Liza. Nicholas Backstrom was not playing that night.
That's an important fact.
Because he has too many hips.
Because he has
little
so many
Vince
hips.
Backstrom whacking the glass with all of his might with the little light up glow stick.
Yep. And guess who came over to say hello to his other children, obviously. It was Ovi. The other children that were there were the Carlson children. The littler Carlson is like big. He's a big boy now.
I'm sorry. I have to retract it. You did tell me about this.
I did tell you about it.
Thank you. I thought that happened.
I was maligned. I was mistreated.
And I reflected and corrected.
Thank you. I feel like we all grew a lot. Do you remember who the third one that was then, that since I did actually tell you about this?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it Asenio was there?
It was little baby Koozie.
My favorite thing about this, though, was number one, the Backstrom children were there when the Backstrom was not even playing. Yep. And number two, that the Haley Backstrom was, like, trying to correct the little Carlson. She was kind of standing far back with her mom, being like, I don't know about this. And then she kind of reached forward to be like, stop doing that while, you know, little Vince Potato and the little Carlson were just wailing on the
Vince
glass.
Potato losing his little mind. Anyway, the reason that I brought this up is because while he did not see his biological child before the game by the glass, he did see his polycule children, and it was really cute.
We were right by it, so the guys kept just going by and, like, making faces.
Like, all the guys are, like, fathers to these. When I say polycule, I mean the entire team.
The Washington Capitals.
Yes. The Washington Dadpitals. And it was just insanely cute. And then Ovi was like, guess what? I am 24 years old.
Yeah.
I hurt my neck again from sleeping. And Ovi's like, I'm going to just, like, destroy a 25-year-old D-man just because I feel like it.
He was ruining lives, which I really enjoyed.
It was fun for me.
Also, what I really like is he's been zoom-zoomy lately. He's been zoom-zoomy. And number two, one of the criticisms Ovi gets at his advanced age is that he just shoots from the Ovi spot. But none of his goals have been that. They have all been different to show he has range.
Versatility.
And I'm pretty sure he got an A before he even got a goal this season. So,
there.
Spin losers. And we also have to acknowledge that he did in the opener pass Marcel Dion for fifth in the all-time goals list. Casual, you know, when you open your season, you might want to just smash another record like that.
It's just so boring.
And it's fucking wild because they have Gretzky doing commentary now.
Not well, you would have to
which
say. not that great.
We can explore that more.
Yeah.
But it's kind of awkward to me because you can tell it, like, irks him a little bit, but he can't ever say that.
Never.
You can't say being like, what is this uppity little bitch doing to my legacy while I have to watch while you fuck my wife?
My favorite thing is, did you in the past, many, many years ago, I don't know if they've done it since, but I remember this article, is that Gretzky and Ovi had a dinner, and Ovi just fucking asked him questions the whole time. Millions of questions. And at that time, Gretzky thought, this bitch will never catch me. There's no way. Let me be generous with this little infant. And now, look. You know?
Monkey's paw.
The monster has come back.
The Frankenstein. has Stein.
It's steining. It's steining right before your
doctor.
Eyes. The doctor is the monster.
Yes. The other thing about this that I was thinking about is I was listening to a podcast the other day of Hockeymans, and this one was a guy who had left hockey for a while and then kind of come back. And back in the day, this was maybe 5 years ago, maybe even longer, he had asked Ovi, do you think you'll break Gretzky's record? Way before anyone was talking about it, because he'd done a calculation and was like, that's possible. And he asked Ovi about it, and Ovi was like, blah, 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 hockey answer. He came back, interviewed Ovi a couple of weeks ago, and was like, hey, do you remember the first guy who asked you about this? And Ovi goes, was you, and explained when.
Was
because
you?
That bitch remembers everything.
He remembers everything.
Everything.
Okay, just to return
he
real
never
fast.
Never forgets a bitch. Never forgets a bitch, ever. I just want to go back to the doctor as the monster because I saw an old story from RMNB this week from like June about how Ovi defended his like pre-dissertation thesis. He's like this far from a PhD and then he will indeed be Dr. Ovechkin. And it made me think of his live journal that he used to have. Oh. And I just want us all to take a moment to think about Alex Ovechkin's really elaborate live journal. Like these entries would just be like, it's like 1,200 words long. Oh, what a time.
Of nothing.
It was just fantastic.
Ate a pizza today.
Just exclamation points.
Thank God. I need to know more.
I know.
I love that.
I want to know everything.
Oh, so yeah, it was just a casual opening game. I don't think we did we win that game? Maybe we did.
Oh, we did.
Great.
We did win that game.
We won that game.
We won that game.
And
by a lot. By
a
lot.
I would really like to talk about the Rangers.
Yes. Oh my
god. There's two things.
Please do as our consultants on the ground.
Yes. Yes.
Number one, I know we're going to talk about our beautiful baby child, Hendrix LaPierre, of whom I said foolishly, I don't know if this is my son yet. Instantly, obviously my son, yes. And I knew this before he even scored. Again, we were watching the warmups. He came out and he did a little special boy lap. He got the little rookie lap before everybody else came out. It was insanely cute. He looks 14 years old.
Like baby. Like, he looks baby.
But tall baby.
Baby. It's just insane.
Part of that
baby.
Is that we're not used to seeing babies on our hockey team, which is
true.
Full of old men.
Yes.
But yeah, he's baby.
Yeah.
He's so tall. He's just tall baby. It's so
he's
great.
Tall baby. He's tall rosy baby. And so we went into this game. I was a little bit unsure about, I thought maybe, you know, the Rangers were going to like do that thing where they're just really obnoxious and it's just not as much fun for me. And then it spills over
Rangers.
And it becomes fun. Yeah, exactly. It was fun because they were bad. And I don't even hate the Rangers. I hate the choices that they make. And I think it's really funny that they just Tom Wilson, Tom Wilson, Tom Wilson, Tom Wilson, Tom Wilson all summer only to emerge against Tom Wilson's team. He was out there. You were putting him out there. And you have one fight. And it is with Trevor Van Riemsdyk.
Yep. Trevor.
Trevor Travis.
And you lose to Trevor
and
Van Riemsdyk.
And you lost to him.
You lose to him.
You lost to him. And then for the rest of the night, you're like, okay.
This is just the poetic irony of this. It's just you can't script
it's
it better.
Delicious.
You spend your entire summer gearing up to play this one team. And everyone's like, well, you're only playing this one team three times. Without
like,
thinking, can they even play that one team? Are these going to actually address this one team? Because it turns out fucking no. It's very loosey with the football of the Washington Capitals. The football is Tom Wilson. They're putting Tom Wilson out there. And then the second they pull Tom Wilson away and the Rangers fall flat on their back. And we're on the power play. So, you know,
Ryan Reeves did do something wonderful in this game.
Yeah.
And that is when Ovi skated up to him and said, hey, big boy.
And then they asked each other about their summer.
And they chatted about their summer.
That was cute.
That's what I want from Ryan Reeves.
Yeah.
Because I do
yes.
think that
love
he has
that
a potential to be like very delightful. I think like there's a lot about him that's really enjoyable. That is often hidden.
He gets roped into these bum narratives
yes.
and these bum situations.
Exactly. And I also just love the idea of him going out there being like, ooh, kick some ass. And then suddenly there's like this dog barking joyfully from behind him, like, hey, big boy! Like, like what do you do? Are you gonna be like, no, I'm like,
none of their business what I did over my summer.
Shut up.
There's Summer. Big boy.
How you doing?
Good, brother. You?
Good summer?
Oh, yeah. You?
Yeah.
Honestly, it was another power move by the Washington Capitals, who were like, we don't think about you at all. How was your summer?
Exactly.
We don't know.
We don't know how it was.
Listen, anyone who has ever worked with the public knows that, like, the fastest way to defang crazy is to not acknowledge they're crazy, especially after you do for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or you have to, like, lay down the law with them, and then mm-hmm. you just, nothing ever happened, and they don't know what to do with it, and they get themselves all frazzled. And I think that's what happened here.
Have you guys seen that TikTok with the hairdresser who's like with this insane woman who's completely having a freak out because she doesn't want the assistant to touch her hair? And she says something like, that was a lot, Robin. It's so good. Okay, at least producer Danielle knows what I'm talking about.
I have not, but that sounds amazing.
That was a lot, Robin.
Oh my God.
There's enormous, like, that was a lot, Robin, to like the New York Rangers general management. Like, okay, you can't do that. That's not going to help you. But thanks, Robin.
Is it time to talk about our new baby?
Here's what I think.
We have to talk about the new baby.
I want to talk about him. I have to go change our sheets in the laundry because of our evil cat. So I want you guys to talk about him, and then I'm really excited to hear it when I listen to this episode later.
Oh, this is a little surprise for you
exactly.
for later. Okay, let's talk about our rosy-cheeked little bebe. Eva, what were you going to say?
Yes, he's the tall baby. And do you want to give a little bit of his origin story about why it's so special that he is here and our new child? Because he's a hometown boy.
He was a Washington Capitals fan. In his bedroom,
exactly.
he had a life-size poster of Alexander Ovechkin, the man who congratulated him on his first goal. He had an OV jersey as a birthday present one year. These pictures were all released really heartbreakingly by the Washington Capitals Twitter page in a really cruel move that really hurt the old heart. The thing is, I was like, oh, how nice, we have some nude babies, but I wasn't going to get attached to them because they were going to get, you know, they would go home eventually, right? They would go down to their little junior lands because if he gets sent down, he's actually too young for junior, for AHL, he has to go to the juniors, he has to go to baby land. So I wasn't going to get attached, right? I was like, this is fine. He's my foster son. He's here. I will welcome him, and then he'll leave and go out the door. But then he scored his very first goal, and it was a beautiful goal, first of all. Second of all, he falls
very
down
nice
upon
goal.
The ice, which is a classic a classic hockey maneuver that I love so much. And then TJ Oshie romantically, it sweeps him up into the air, filled with fatherly joy and elation. And it was just truly an insanely beautiful moment. And I wanted to die about it. Thank you for your time.
It was so much. And it was a lot. When he talked about it afterwards, he was like, I didn't know if it went in, but I heard TJ, so I guess it did. And then he just scooped me up.
You know, that celebration too after when Osh put me in his arms, it was pretty special and just a great, great moment and good first night too, but it means a lot. It means a lot.
And it's like, yeah, that's being a Washington Capital, huh? Just falling
sure
down,
is.
Something good happens and you get a great big hug and a lot of people clap super hard.
Yes.
And then Ovi reaches over and gives your helmet a little tussle and it's like, ah, oh, that's just nice. And I know that like, as time goes on, it becomes fairly more and more commonplace for people to be like, I'm playing with Ovi and he was my hero as a child. And it's like, at this point, he was a lot of people's hero as a child, I'm sure. But it's still very nice, very cute. The one thing that I do have a note on with our new baby is I'm not sure that I love the nickname because his name is Hendrix LaPierre, a great name that is just like rich, a fertile land for potential nicknames. And you know hockeys love to like go totally out of bounds with their nicknames for each other. So it could have been so many things. And they went with Lappy.
They always are stupid about nicknames. There's like three that are good and the rest of them are shit. And there's like a couple guys who are good at giving nicknames, but everyone else is the deeply unoriginal idiot. Like it is low hanging fruit every single time, unless you happen to find someone who's good at giving nicknames, which so few of them are. Like a Jumbo Joe, I think, is someone who's good at nicknames. I think I've heard that like they get a lot of weird nicknames on the Leafs from that. I don't know, but no one's good at the nicknames on the Washington Capitals at this time.
they're not good. I just feel like it's such an easy name to like fall ass backwards and do a good one on without even trying. And I feel like you almost had to go out of your way to be like, hey, what can we do to make it sound like a perverted cartoon dog?
That's totally what it sounds like. You're right. The other thing about Hendriks is I don't think that they should send him back to juniors because I think this is the only way the Washington Capitals will be good.
If they keep a boy up to keep them inspired.
Yes. If it's Connor McMichael, fine. I don't know if he has the same personal charms. Like, I'm sure he'll be fine as well. You just need a baby. They haven't had a baby in a few years. They need a baby to spice up and save their marriage.
It's true. Slash,
their marriage is actually fine. They're very happy together, but they need to, like, they need to go to the park and stuff. They got to go on outings. They got to have fun. They got to do some things. And what we saw from when Hendriks scored his goal, the whole team was full of life, of joie de vivre. They're so excited and happy. They have a reason to show off and show the little boys some new tricks instead of things being kind of boring because they've been in the league for 475 years. And, like, Ovi's joy at every single day, I think, helps carry them through that. But I think having a little baby is their secret to success. So keep him up.
Yeah, I think they should. I get the sense they're probably going to send him down. I don't know, though. But yeah. I think it's they're already all familiar with how great each other are. Like, they know.
Yeah.
Because they're all, like, psychosexually obsessed with each other. So you, right. Like, they have had the sweatpants on for a while, and, like, nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you need to, like, have a reason to, like, dress up fancy, and if that's having a new baby on the team, I say lean in. I love it. And then because we just fucking love to do things with a narrative, also in the game that Ovi passes Marcel Dion, La Violette, our coach became the winningest U.S. born coach, I think. And it's just like, okay, guys, we get it. Like, congratulitos. You're doing it all at once. We're doing the ADHD thing, having a big night, and then we're going to take a couple of weeks off. But okay.
Wasn't it, or was this the game after Lars Eller's 600th game?
I think it was the next game when we played Tampa.
Yes.
This was last night, I believe, or the night before.
Yeah, it was Saturday
Something
night.
Like that. I did not see this game. I was watching a different game that we'll talk about later. I believe we went to OT.
Yes, we went to OT. That's not as important as these two following facts.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hockey is not about winning games. That's outre. We don't care about that. What we care about is, one, Alex Ovechkin scored again, and two, Cousy was good.
Hell yeah.
And everyone said so, and that's what's important. I'm done. That's my broadcast.
I came back just in time.
That's kind of the theme of the rumblings I've heard, trying to magpie the information together afterwards, was that Cousy was good and that we looked fast and good. Which, again,
we looked good. And Cousy looked great.
Spicy for us.
He looked like he was taunting people. He looked like he was literally skating circles around people, which was very funny. It was a grand old time.
Did we talk about how in the Rangers game, there was that tweet that was like, Kuznetsov is circling the Rangers bench barking at people?
Yeah. There he is.
Tremendous. Oh, just circling like a crow. All right. Well, that's what the Caps did. And then before we finish up completely, I do think we have to verbally acknowledge that we saw Nicholas Backstrom's feet. Nicholas Backstrom showed feet, sweetie. I don't like it. I don't like that we have to talk about this.
No.
Do you think I'm doing this because I want to? I didn't type it up on the little outline. Actually, I didn't type it up on the little outline at all.
Why did you type it on the little outline?
It turns out I didn't, but I meant to. I was trying to save us all, but I couldn't. They came out with this insurance commercial starring Nicky and Ovi. You've seen it. If you're listening to this podcast, you've fucking seen that commercial. We all lost our shit for it.
You've seen it 14 times.
Obviously. But here's the thing. Like, just two questions remain, and I don't think I've gotten a satisfactory answer to any of them, which is, like, one, why were the sweatpants so fucking tight, and why did I have to see their feet?
Why did we see their feet?
You know?
Why?
You know?
Why didn't they wear little socks? wear socks.
Little, put the little grippy socks on them because that's how I'm feeling right now.
It's too vulnerable.
I'm going on a grippy sock vacation. I don't need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see it. I saw it so much because obviously I watched it 50 times.
Here's what I hate about it. It's like genuinely very charming.
It's... First of all, I hate it when a commercial actually makes me laugh because yeah, then I feel exactly. like a yes. fucking mark.
Right.
But second of all, it was actually just charming because I maintain Ovi did not know they were filming a commercial. He just showed up to a different place and was like, we need you to eat cereal for a minute.
I love the Washington Post interview where he was like, I ate a whole box of cereal. It was fun. Like, what did you do that day? He's like, I ate a whole box of cereal. Okay.
That is what a second grader would say about what the best part of the day was.
Yeah, asking your child what they did at school. Ate a whole box of cereal. I had a great day. Congratulations. Well, he had a great day. We had a fucking terrible day. It was just a very harsh reminder that they are doing all of it again. Like, they're playing hockey and they're also existing. And we're going to have to look at it and continue to look at it for quite a while.
And also, like, Nastya... A thespian?
Nastya's mom is a famous actress.
I knew this.
Yes. In Russia. It's genetic, apparently. And her sister's an actress, too, I think.
I feel like we were a little bit shielded from the violence of how much they can all be for a while here. And then it's back, baby.
Exactly.
He's back.
They're back. There are. I also... I know we're talking about deliveries. I just think that they really employed Nikki's gremlin side to its maximum potential to give him this one line in his horrible little voice. Yeah, what then? No expression, nothing. Exquisite. Show-stopping. Spectacular. Never the same.
Stage note. Gremlin ear.
Yeah, what then?
You don't need to give him the notes. He knows. He has it already.
He knows. No notes. He was there for 10 seconds.
He's perfect.
A lot of stuff happened to us.
Yesterday was a long week for us.
It really was. And I look forward to many more long weeks tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the rest of the NHL for a minute. I want to talk about a game that I did watch about a team that I am interested in. It is the Detroit Red Wings. They're...
This you did text us about.
Very funny to me. Very, 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 very funny to me right now. Of the games I've seen them play, they played Tampa. And in that game, Dylan Larkin, the new captain of the Detroit Red Wings, who was out with an injury for a good minute, got cross-checked from behind, which he didn't like, and it didn't get called.
By handsome Matthew Joseph.
Yes, we didn't care for that. I hate it when a handsome man makes a poor choice. But, so...
Was it a poor choice, though? Because it really resulted in some comic gold.
Well, here's the thing. The hit wasn't the issue. Is it the non-call, I think? Like, that was what... Because Larkin had gotten injured with a cross-check. Like, that's what fucked him up so bad, and he didn't get called at all. And the calls had been kind of funky, and so I think he just lost it, and so he just hauled off and socked Joseph in the face, and like,
was it Joseph?
No, it wasn't. He didn't.
So
hit
it looks like he just socked some other
he
dude.
He socked like somebody. Maybe it wasn't Joseph.
He just cold cocks whoever.
Stuck out his gloved fist with whatever his knuckle tattoos were that day, and just punched him. And like, he gets sent off for the game, or he was hurt. I don't know. Whatever. And he had a game suspension, but it was funny to watch. I'm gonna be honest.
Why do I feel like his knuckle tattoo is like desk boy? Like, I don't, it's like something about him. Like dorm desk. I don't
dorm
know. It's
just desk.
Like, he's got a furniture quality.
He really, really does. So this was the first game. Whatever, it's spicy. I don't honestly remember how that game turned out. Maybe Detroit won.
Isn't that the one with Tyler?
No. That's
the
next game, because the game after they played Tampa, and the main point that came out of it was the non-call by the refs and then the punching and all of that. But Detroit has been like looking more like a real team lately, which is like interesting.
I know, it's weird.
They played Vancouver on Saturday night, and something that you have to admit free of value is very funny. It's Tyler Bertuzzi getting a dick trick.
like, again, we just gotta fully paper doll him. Like, it's very hard for me to be like,
yeah, look. We know. I'm not able to paper doll him yet because I'm still really fucking mad at him. There's like one of four of you idiots that's like going against the grain right now. And
suddenly,
and this is the way. This is the way.
Not getting vaccinated, and it had to be the one that I was charmed. What I did find out about that is it's his girlfriend's family, I guess. Like, they're very prominent, like, psychopaths in the area. So I guess that's where it's coming from. Cool. So that's fun and sexy.
You know where else it might be coming from? His agent.
He also has the terrible agent. Yeah.
All of these guys who are not getting vaccinated have the same agent. I'm just saying, when there's smoke, there's fire.
It was the same agent who also said he would never, like, represent a gay player. So, like, very cool stuff. Love it. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Don't like any of that.
That's fun. Wow. So fun.
But anyway, it's terrible. I'm fucking furious about it.
Is he allowed in Canada? Mm-mm. I thought he wasn't allowed to play. Oh, no. They're playing O's in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I see, because he's not allowed to play in Canada.
No, right. So, yes. Anyway, that part was gross. It's still fucking gross. But the idea of the most disgusting man, both literally now and also just like in terms of ambiance, scoring.
Yes.
Four goals in a game against the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. I was like, I'm sorry, but you have to laugh at meme. Like, it's funny.
And then you lose.
And then they lost anyway.
I think it's very funny when you get a dick trick and they lose. I think that is good and funny, in my opinion.
That's what they get for it, letting him do whatever it is he's doing out there.
Exactly. Like you don't even get to have a good time.
You can't. You should lose on a Bertuzzi dick trick, because then I can say it's funny and also you got what you deserved anyway, which was a loss.
Right.
So I also want to say I remain right, and it is Moritz Seider season. Mo Seider season continues. He was at a time, I don't know if he is still now, tied for the first in defensive scoring in the league.
God bless. So
looks like little Eva was right.
Little Q-tip for Lil Eva. Boy, we're 3 for 3 on the whose season is it anyway?
That's right. That's right. So anyway, that was a lot of funny stuff. I look forward to see what happens. I would like to see more vaccines involved, but I look forward to more comedy from the Red Wings this season. I think it's going to be a good one for unexpected things happening. So
I loved what you told us about Jacob Vrana hooting and hollering from the press box.
Yes, Jacob Vrana was having the time of his life that night.
God bless.
Yeah, very fun. The other team that we were right to watch, undefeated, Florida Panthers. More and more people are saying go Kitties.
Go Kitties.
I'm just saying, think about it. I don't really have much more to say about it, but every time I see that they're scoring or they've won, I feel a sense of absolutely disproportionate smugness, because I'm like, hey, I watch like one period of a game, but like,
yes,
I've said their name a couple of times, so basically I'm a super fan.
I've connected the dots. You haven't connected shit. I've connected them.
But I saw Anthony Duclair score a goal. It was very nice. We love to see it. And I feel like that qualifies me to be the chill Panther. So
yeah.
Great.
I cannot wait for that Vibin Panther. I need like an embroidered version of the Vibin Panther. Like I might commission our friend Kenzie and see if they can do like
a Vibin Panther.
A Vibin Panther, like a hand stitched Vibin Panther.
I love
this
that.
Is a Vibin. Stop screaming.
Bjorn is a Vibin Panther at this time. He's screaming and screaming.
Not vibing.
He's not vibing.
It's funny because the Panthers still have all the goodwill that I had for like my former Temecula Dreamboats who were there, even though none of them are there anymore.
That's true. They kept the aura. They kept the wash.
The aura of Brett Connolly is still in the air.
The persistence of Connolly.
There's something about even Sasha Barkov has that like much older than his actual, like, he looks way older than his age. And I don't know if he did before.
Yeah, I forget about Sasha Barkov every time he goes out of my field of vision. But then when he goes back in for those, like, 45 seconds, I'm like, I find this one charming. But then he goes away.
This is delightful. Yeah.
And I forget what he is. But it's fun to remember every time.
Who was it? This is an aside, but speaking of people that I don't remember until they're out of my sight, Kelly showed me a photo of a man who got very swole. Max Pacioretty. And I was like, now I know which one
yeah,
that is.
It was a strong move by Max Pacioretty to get Swole, because otherwise we have face blindness for him.
Yeah.
And he looks like every other man like that, like John Tavares and him look the same to me.
I think one of you said he looks like a DA, and it's true.
Yeah, he does. He looks like a, yes, it's exactly what he looks like. It's very generic. But now he's gotten Swole, so, you know, at least his, like, and he's wearing Smedium shirts. And which I think was a strong brand choice for
him. Do you think Peacock would do a show starring Max Pacioretty called Swole DA?
100%. 100%.
Greenlight it.
I'd watch it. Who says no?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, let's talk about another family dynasty in hockey. Let's talk about the Hughes family, because they had an interesting little night.
Oh boy.
So as I was watching on Saturday the Red Wings Vancouver game, one of the new correspondents on the NHL or for Detroit is Manon. I don't remember her last name, but
she's Clem.
Buds with the Hughes mother and spoke with her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they were hockey mom friends together. So she did with a little on camera interview to ask, you know, like, you've got Quinn playing here tonight, and you've got Jack playing, and she gave, like, the most hockey answer. They were like, how do you know which son to root for? Yeah.
You know, you're only as happy as your least happy child, so I'm going to root for whichever one needs it the most at that particular time.
Which I thought was a really nice way of saying Quinn.
Quinn.
Yeah. It's also kind of a nice way of saying I'm always a little sad.
Yeah. Yeah. That too. I also love that, like, she and their dad just have, like, 14 monitors up at all times. It's, like, the phone and the laptop and the TV. That's cute and nice to me.
There was a moment in time in which Quinn Hughes was the fortunate son.
Briefly.
Do you guys remember in the bubble when they were going pretty far in the playoffs and we were like, wow, yay! And Jack Hughes was, like, giving occasional interviews where he was, like, sad. It's just like,
yeah, the Hughes supremacy has flipped polarity. Like, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's gone
but
back.
But I think it was important for Jack to just have a moment of being overshadowed by a boy that looks like a Renaissance fair turkey leg, just like grew arms and legs.
Oh, no, he looks like a stagehand. He looks like he plays, he's on tech crew. That's what he looks like.
He looks like he's,
he,
just,
he's a light operator.
He's got
operator.
A headset and he's like, 5 minutes.
He's doing props.
Aww. Yeah, but we'll see him at the party, and he's going to be fucking hammered. He's asleep on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
See you at the cast party, Quinn. but I loved Jack Hughes. We're going to talk about this.
Oh yeah, yes. So to celebrate, was it Quinn's birthday?
Quinn's birthday.
Yes. To celebrate Quinn's birthday, Jack got two goals in the Devils game. And Luke Hughes also scored playing with University of Michigan. And then it was Quinn's birthday, too.
It was Quinn's birthday. Happy birthday.
And also Quinn went to the zoo by himself.
that is two deep cuts in this episode so far. So good job.
But yes, so there's a very cute clip of Jack being asked about it after the game.
Oh my God.
And he was like... And, you know, and so the interviewer is asking him, he says, and something about Luke's goal. And he goes,
have you seen Luke's goal?
Have you seen Luke's goal? And he goes, Luke Hughes?
Have you seen Luke's goal yet? Luke Hughes?
It's so cute.
He was like, yeah, he scored. And he was like, oh, I just got a text from my dad that just said, big night for the Hughes family. I didn't know. He thought it was, I just, sometimes... A heavy-handed narrative is still really good and funny.
That's why we're Caps fans. Why would that change outside of the Caps world?
Exactly. I just, the whole, like, shrugging Larry David gif looking into the camera of it all is just like, dun, 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 dun.
You could truly put Quinn Hughes in every last shot of Larry David. You could just put Quinn Hughes in there and it would be absolutely indistinguishable.
It would be phenomenal.
Quinn Hughes's face is a blessing to reaction. When you need a reaction picture,
yes.
Quinn Hughes is perfect. His is so evocative. It's so beautiful.
He's like the Lorax for depressed stoners. Like, he speaks for
exactly,
us.
Yeah. I respect too that for a while there, Jack Hughes was trying to look like Quinn, so he was like trying to get grosser in the face. You remember when he was drafted and he looked like a fucking
sociopath
in an 80s movie?
Yeah.
But then ever since then, he's like, I'm gonna learn how to like not.
I'm just gonna
look like garbage man, and
not
really
like Willie Nylander, where it's like I'm gonna look like garbage in a very deliberate way. All of this is my mise en place. I did this on purpose.
Mise en trash.
It's just like
mise
en trash. Mise en trash.
That's beautiful.
Oh, I got real close to the microphone on that. I'm sorry. I got very excited. That's good.
I got really close to the mic, like unnecessarily close when I said something about I have to watch you fuck my wife earlier. So it's like it's gonna be good. The quality, it's gonna be great.
Well, I think we have our title and our subtitle. Mise en trash, watch you fuck my wife.
Speaking of looking like villains from the 80s. Let's talk about Patrick Laine's sunglasses just real quick.
Boy.
Wow. Wow. All I can say is wow.
He's having a goof and a laugh, and I love it.
I love it.
I think you said last week, Eva, that Nolan was not having a cowabunga time. You know who's having a fucking cowabunga time? Patrick Laine.
John Tortorella's gone, and he's out to play.
Visible cowabunga levels.
Absolutely. He looks, first of all, that photo of him walking down the hallway where he has the little sunglasses on and the little smirk, he looks exactly like Drill. Like, he looks exactly like
the He does look like the Drill icon. Fuck. But if Second Patrick Laine was Drill all along...
He is growing a mustache.
Oh, it's
and you
horrifying.
Can see its distinct hairs, like someone scratched it in with a highlighter.
It's like when you do follow brow tutorials and they're like, draw individual hairs so it looks more real. God really drew this individual mustache hairs in.
Right, like it's like pop art microblading. Like if Roy Lichtenstein did like a microblade, it would be like that. And he is wearing, in this selfie that he took with a fan, he's wearing a bright yellow beanie. And she says in this tweet that she said something like, oh, your beanie matches your car. And he's like, I bought that car to go with the hat. Oh, I'm delighted.
He's having a grand old time. And I think that's beautiful.
Like the first time that you as an ancient tree spirit, like try like a human, like a. Like a, yeah. like a taquito or
and
something.
And then you're like, holy shit.
And you're like, okay, all right.
Let's get fucking wild with this, my guys.
Let's get weird.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's
He's definitely a... Yeah.
There's just that level
you
hit
say,
where
human...
you're...
Oh, sorry. Jesus Christ. We're doing good. We're doing good. Go ahead.
We're getting back into it.
We're
it's
doing
the pre-season.
It. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's the preseason. Three games in. It's like when you just... There's a level of like when you're just like, oh... I can do what I want right now, and it's going to amuse only me. And when you reach that, like, beautiful cowabunga nirvana, it's good. Mm-hmm. And I think he's doing it.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga. I think it is like when you have a really bad teacher when you're like 14 years old or something and you have like one really bad teacher and then the next year you have a really chill teacher and you're like, I can do whatever I want in here. I can explore my creativity now. We're going to have a party.
When I was in like third or fourth grade, I got assigned to the meanest, oldest teacher who was like just the crone that everyone fucking hated, and I was just like, well, that sucks ass. And she lasted like a week, and then she was like, I'm allergic to chalk. And I was like, are you allergic to chalk or children? Because you've been teaching here for 75 fucking years. And then she disappeared, and like this quirky young fresh out of student teaching lady who came in, who like taught us all about the Native Americans, which was not on our curricula.
It was like a reverse Miss Nelson is missing.
I know. I felt like I was in like a Harriet the Spy kind of book where I was like, oh no, the catastrophe. But now here is the real person who will come in. Anyway, it's like that. All right. And then before we move on to our game, let's just really quickly check the progress bar for Brady to Chuck's Chokification. The Chokification.
Chokification. He did a good job, didn't he? He got more than really, he was to Chickworth, you know?
Yeah, he was.
he secured his bag and he celebrated by...
He chickured.
Yes.
He chickured the bag and celebrated by posting a Joker
meme. A Joker meme. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Here we go. Yeah. And I was just like, well, that's just a nice little cherry on top. So, like, thank you for continuing the bit. Wonderful.
Yes. Also, it kind of like, you know that Pierre Dorian quote that was basically like, daddy gave me his credit card about getting
what?
Signing? Pierre Dorian was like, just get this done. Or that, you know, because you know how the senders aren't, they don't spend any fucking money.
Because Eugene Melnick is a...
Because Eugene Melnick sucks so much. But apparently I'm doing great, guys. I taught all day and my voice is amazing and everything I'm doing is perfect.
You're perfect.
Okay. Did I have a student run away from me today? Yes. Am I doing amazing? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Eugene Melnick apparently was like, get this done for some amount of money, but not too crazy amounts of money. And then at the end of the day, he was like, fine. Crazy amounts of money is fine. And Pierre Dorian was so fucking triumphant because he was like, oh my God, we're above the salary cap, you guys.
Oh my God.
We're above the salary cap. Holy shit.
Speaking of which,
we're at the salary cap. I mean, they're not at the bottom. They're not at the pits. They don't have to like take on salary because they're actually below it because
right.
Yeah, Melnick won't spend any money.
No one gets any money.
Yeah, so they ponied up and they spent money on someone who actually wants to be in Ottawa. So
which
is
okay. You can.
God bless. God bless.
Speaking of the salary cap, while I was gone, did we discuss Nikita Kucherov going off at the very beginning of the season?
No, we did not mention.
Scam him!
Scam
we
queen.
Did not mention that his injury and his LTIR seemed to have flared up.
It probably is real. It is almost certainly a real thing. I just love the idea of John Cooper being like, oh, his leg, he hurt his leg.
Ow, yeah. Guys. It owie. Happened
Nikita
again.
Kucherov is like on the beach. Ow, ouchie.
Can you believe his wild luck? I mean,
so bad.
I don't want Unmanned to actually be injured, obviously, goes without saying, but it is, it is fun to envision it as someone just staring me right in the eyes while scamming me, because like that's something yes. that I respect in a person.
Right.
Even if I don't always like it, I'll respect it.
Right.
So
it's the bit continuing of it all. Like, I would love it if it just happens again next year.
Exactly.
Like, you just have to take it
repetition.
A step further than this.
Yes.
Did you see that there was some take that was like, you do realize that now the Bolts could sign Jack Eichel, keep them both on LTIR, and then just bring them both in for the playoffs?
Fool me once, fool Surprise. Me twice, fool me chicken soup with rice.
Fool me chicken soup with rice.
Oh, do it. You know what? Just someone do something wacky.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Why not?
Do something newsworthy. And with that, I'm going to segue into our game about the breaking news. Since one of our segments that we do here on here is our very informed punditry, where we bring you all the breaking news that's very accurate, I thought maybe this time we could work backwards.
Ooh.
Because what I have here is I have some 80s news screens from a Twitter account.
Oh boy.
With screen caps of people who have been on the news in the 80s with chyrons describing them and their issues. I'm gonna read them to you, and I'm gonna read you them with the alias of the hockey player. And I want you to tell me who is actually the hockey player using this alias for this situation. Who is this news story about? So
yes,
our first alias for a hockey player is Clay Cummings. He is on this show with the chyron. Yes, Cummings, Cumming.
Lol.
And his chyron is pet bird died. Alleges malpractice. So someone who has a pet bird
mm-hmm.
is also litigious or could have a pet bird in spirit.
There's a San Jose Sharks energy here. It might be Logan Couture, and I won't explain it.
I don't think you need to.
And I won't go
you know
into
what?
It.
That works.
It feels really good and correct.
Yeah. He has let me call my lawyer face.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is akin to like getting a manager, which, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Calling your lawyer is getting the manager for men.
Remember that time he was like, what if I said I might vote Republican in a bar and a man punched me in the face?
What if a dying child's last wish was to say that he wanted to vote Republican? What then? Like, okay, wordsmith. Like, is this a riddle or are you just on fucking poppers?
In like the most Republican league. Get a grip. Anyway, I do think he has a pet bird and I do think he would sue.
Yep. The pet bird didn't even die. It just left. It was like, I'm going to go do some California shit. It's the West Coast.
I'm going to Brent Burns' house. Yeah. I will see you
Don't go there, homie. You're going to get hunted for food, not sport.
Oh, the pet bird is Tomas Hertl.
Oh, I don't like that. Let's move on to another breaking news. This next hockey player, alias is Kenny Perry. Here's their description. Will attend party.
Sydney Crosby.
Yes.
He will this year attend one party of the team's choice. He will be leaving at 10 p.m.
It's not Sydney Crosby. It's Kenny Perry. And I called this news conference just to dispel some rumors about whether or not I will or will not be attending a party. I will attend.
I will attend party. Thank you.
Thank you.
Never ask me this again.
This does conclude the questions portion.
The thing, though, is I think Sydney loves a team party. I think he fucking loves a team party because he's going to corner someone and talk to them about obscure hockey shit. I truly believe this with my whole heart that he wants everyone to, like, play a fucking board game or some shit.
Okay,
I believe this.
I mean, what is a team party for Sydney in his, like, beautiful, horny divorcee sunset, if not, like, the best opportunity for him to be, like, gather all of his friends in one place and, like, force them to talk about something that he likes, which is probably hockey, but also bugs.
Or World War II. You know, that's what he cares about, World War II and hockey.
And also knowing that he gets to have his ass busted just a little bit because they're gonna. He loves that shit.
He does love that shit.
I rarely see myself in Sydney just because I will never achieve excellence. I don't believe in working hard, and I don't remember anything that happened to me. The idea that a party is really just an excuse for you to talk about your pet subject is something I can imagine a lot of people would identify with. None of your business who.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm. I like this news story a lot. Are we ready for another breaking news?
Mm-hmm.
Flash. Homer Sleek, our new news breaking hockey player, bowled 6 300 games.
Phil Kessel.
Thank you.
Phil Kessel.
Oh, he did. He did, and he's on the news.
He's also having a news conference to let you know.
Yeah.
Just wants to let you know.
It's a remote from his boat.
Yeah.
What? They weren't, like, in order or anything, but I did it. Like, I've done it.
I did it in my life.
No one was there for some of them, but, like, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. I did it. It was at night. Thank you.
Also, Eva, Eva is completely in the dark, and just her neon green beanie is just glowing, and then her little face, like a Are You Afraid of the Dark?
From the glow counselor, of my cell phone.
Like looming out of the darkness. Happy spooky season, everybody.
Spooky season. Who's our next newsmaker? This is Sue Walker on the news as Skateboard Mother. News-breaking skateboard mother.
Oh, there's an answer. Victor Hedman? No.
It's Jumbo Joe. It's Jumbo Joe. It's Jumbo Joe.
Of course it's Jumbo Joe. Thank you.
It was so obvious that I think we bamboozled ourselves.
Thank you. It's Jumbo Joe.
That's great.
Of course.
Sorry. I don't know why I said Victor Hedman. Just because he's tall.
You know, it's not
like Jumbo Joe.
I would love for Victor Hedman to try. I think it would be a cute news story for him to try a skateboard. Like, you know, when you expose children to new ideas.
Yeah.
I think he could pivot to Jumbo later in his career.
I think he can get
there. I think that's a thing that could happen, and I would like to see it.
He needs to achieve a certain level of like idiosyncrasy. Yeah.
Agreed.
Public idiosyncrasy. You know,
I like that vision a lot.
But yeah, it's obviously Jumbo Joe.
Yeah,
beautiful. Let's do a little bit more news. Who is this little news update comes from February of 1987. This is Bill Entsminger. His chyron just says, "Kissing expert."
Obi.
I know. Some of them I just have to say so that you have to say it because it's right fucking there.
That's just his, like, that was his online personals. That was his whole Instagram profile when he was, like, 27 would just be, like, and then the little winky face with, like, 9 million parentheses. Kissing expert,
eh?
In a different way, it's also Andre Burakovsky.
Kissing expert? ?
Has kissed before. Absolutely, totally kissed before. So.
That's his, you know, if this was the olden days, that would be his AIM screen name. And it would be kissing, it would be K-S-I-N-G-X, the letter X, pert.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. All right, let me end off on a couple more here. We have Gary Kumpa, who was arrested for eating pizza.
It was clearly a Colorado
it's
avalanche. Obviously arrested by Nate McKinnon.
Known cop officer Nathan McKinnon.
Who is too lame to admit that he's lame. He keeps trying to pretend like he's not a fucking psychopath. You guys, and you gotta just own up to it, buddy. You just gotta be like, yes, I am. Super crazy.
We watched that interview that we discussed last week, and it is even more like secondhand cringe than I thought it would be from the way that you guys talked about it.
I don't care.
Excruciating.
And another thing.
Why would he say that?
People just think that the internet is just like gospel, I guess, or whatever. It's whatever. I don't care. It's just, it's rough.
It bothered me earlier in the summer, but I don't care now. I don't care.
Okay, let's stop talking about it. I'm sorry about it.
Anyway, he arrested the entire team to eat pizza.
And
now Gabriel Landeskog is going to have to bail them out. You know?
That's right. All right, I have one last 80s news screen for us, and I think it could be a lot of people, and I'm curious to see who you think it could be. This is quote-unquote Charlene Cox. Breaking news, Charlene Cox wishes she wasn't here.
So many. Nicholas Backstrom, Carrie Price. You can just, you know what? I mean, Paul Kariya really isn't there anymore. No. He did it. He left.
Gino in his t-shirt.
There's so many. Gino. Always Gino. 100%
Gino.
He
came to leave.
I came to not be here.
That's right. Yeah.
I didn't come.
Gino at a team event he thinks is stupid.
In the event that I am forced to be here, I will leave.
By the way, side note, did we all see the backstage footage of everyone congratulating, what's his name? Not Mike Milbury, the Pens coach, Mike Sullivan.
Yeah.
On being the winningest coach in Pens history. And Sid is dressed like a little Mormon who knocks on your door. And Gino looks like he literally just woke up. Like he looks like Quinn Hughes if you just stretched him out and made him Russian. And it's just delightful. I love when they're just a parody of themselves, and that's what that is.
It's like take the Quinn Hughes silly putty and put it through like the pasta attachment on your KitchenAid of like just Gino's prison restaurant.
Yeah. I was thinking of it kind of like a Gumby vibe.
Yeah. You know? It's both of those things. And he did come to leave and he wishes he wasn't there.
That's beautiful. All right, well, that's all the news that's fit to break right now, But this is a very rich one. I will say there were some ones that weren't just descriptive, but I did feel like fit into a little bit. Like, the one that I think we could end on is just, now it's everyone's problem.
Koozie.
Yep. Great. So,
there he is.
Koozie is now everyone's problem, breaking news, so it's hockey. It has become our problem once again.
Oh, boy.
And we are back to spread that problem onwards, like the ring. We're infecting it to all of you. You're welcome. We love you.
This disease.
Pass it on in 7 days. That's it from us for now. Look, it's spooky season and I am...
with you in the dark.
I know, I am in the fucking pitch black office right now. I gotta stop.
It was so late when I started. Thanks. That's it from us for now. Maybe forever if I get killed by a ghost in the dark. We're on Twitter at You Can't Do Hockey. You can email us at youcantdothatpod@gmail.com. Our producers are Danielle Savoy and Laura Reinecke. Our theme music is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Our cover art was designed by Kay Wilson, and that's our spooky little show. Thank you for listening. I have been Eva.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Rave.
And I'm gonna turn a fucking light on!
Put a light!
Hey! I recommend you all do the same if you care to.
Remember when you were like 14 and like 90% of what your mom said to you would be like, are you sitting in the dark? I feel like that was just like a major question that I gotta ask
constantly.
And I was like, important, no. Mom. What does it bother you?
Leave me alone.
Fan fiction.